Schools should be a sanctuary to ensure quality education. We're finding solutions for better opportunities. Next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
The hunts are on, and no matter what game you're after this fall, Sportsman's Warehouse has the gear needed to enhance your outdoor experience. From camping to fishing to hunting and more, Sportsman's Warehouse stores are filled with the brands you know and trust. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable people who share your passion for the great outdoors. So whether you're hunting game or hunting the best deals to get a jump on the holiday season, visit one of your Utah Sportsman's Warehouse locations and take it outside. Better options are now available for quality houses of education. David B. South with the Monolithic Dome Institute has a better solution.
Between $100 and $125 a square foot is what most of the schools we've built have been done. The ones that have been done have been by architects and know how to take advantage of the energy efficiency. And it just works out. And there is no argument. We've got 95 schools out there, and there isn't one of them that you can't walk up to and talk to them, and they'll say, oh, yeah. And the savings are there. The savings and the safety, the energy savings alone, one school district looked at it and said, well, it allowed us to pay every teacher 3% more money on their salaries. Well, that's a lot of money. It's helping with the grades, helping with the schooling. And the part that was amazing to me this last year is I've never asked before, but I had one school district that has two grade schools. One grade school is a monolithic dome, the other grade school is conventional. And he said it cut their sick days in half from the one school to the other. I never thought about that. In fact, I asked a principal, I says, what does that mean? And he says, oh, that's a lot of money to a school district. You don't get paid for kids that aren't in school. The fact that we've been able to bring the price down is the real miracle. We build a house for the same price as a conventional, and ours will be there 500 years from now.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.